This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to episode 3 of Love Brand You, the show about discovering your inner self and the role it plays in the journey and evolution of your outer brand. I'm your host, Sam Rafoss, and I love talking with successful, soulful entrepreneurs like my guest today. Patricia Morgan is a resiliency expert. She has a master's in clinical psychology and speaks to thousands of people each year, helping them strengthen their everyday resilience at work and at home. Patricia has authored hundreds of articles and 4 books and 4 mini books. And one of her books was made into a CBC documentary. Welcome, Patricia.
Hi, Sam. Glad to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. Patricia, your definition of resilience is the ability to bounce back from and effectively adapt to life changes and challenges, which I know you personally, and I know you've certainly experienced that. I'm really, really excited, and I'm beyond grateful to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, thanks. You've been my mentor for many years, and proud to say I'm one of hundreds of students who have learned the business of speaking from you via the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers, which we're both members of. And today, I want you to share your journey to building your brand identity as one of the sought-after resiliency experts. So can you start by telling us your backstory and why you do what you do?
I do what I do because many other people ahead of me have lent a hand down. I had a pretty dreadful beginning of my life in a home with abuse. I ended up failing grade 7 and also dropping out of high school. So my education with a master's degree was a big deal when I accomplished that at age 40. I went from being an early childhood educator in my early adult years because I thought at least I could be good with kids. And after the master's degree, I ended up becoming a family therapist. And then my last sort of employed job was as a woman's empowerment facilitator, which gave me lots of good content for the idea of resilience because I was working with women who were supported by social assistance. That means they were on welfare. And my job and my colleague's job was to get them back to school or back into the working force. And at 53, I got laid off that job. And at the same month, I spoke at a women's conference. And I was launched into the world of professional speaking. Right today, my counseling clients, my mentees who come to me for business and speaking reasons, and my audiences who are interested in the concept of resilience, they tend to describe my work now as insightful, fun, and uplifting. Because through the hard times, if I didn't have a sense of humor, I would have found life pretty challenging. So I certainly like to add some fun and giggle and some uplift.
I'm laughing because I know that to be true. I've been right in your classes. I've been, like I said, I'm one of your mentees, and I know how much I learn from you and how much fun it is.
Right.
And
well,
keep telling me a little bit more. What you're doing right now.
Right now around being resilient? Well, I'm getting older, and I decided that if I really wanted to embrace this whole piece around resilience, just getting to be a senior, and I've just decided I'm a senior citizen now at the age of 70. I could have declared that when I was 55, 60, or 65, but I kind of was so busy living my life that I kind of missed that. That I'm now doing a little shift in my resiliency brand into being a spunky senior. And you can see that I want to add some fun and some uplift to the whole idea of where I am right now. I continue to be a caregiver to one of our children who has severe disabilities, and she has also a child with disabilities. So the whole idea of being resilient still continues through my life personally as well as professionally. And I think when it comes to branding, if you can embrace all of who you are, your experiences, your knowledge, your passions, and what's going on in your life now and in the past, then you've got just exactly what Sam Rafis is doing. Love your brand. I love my brand. Solutions for Resilience, a spunky senior talking about resilience.
And Patricia, I love your brand too, and you do it so well. You show it so well. You embody it so well. Speaking of your brand, I just heard you mention connection, compassion, and these seem to be what values drive your brand. Tell me more about your values and what they are and how they drive your brand.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely compassion. I've had to have a lot of compassion for myself, making lots of mistakes, and also developing some compassion from parents who did the best they could with what they had. And now my daughter with disabilities reminds me of the need for compassion, because there's lots of areas of her life that she does not function well in. We do the best we can with what we have. We absolutely do the best we can with what we have, whether that's in our personal life or our work life. And I think we won't do well personally or in our business unless we add some compassion to ourselves when efforts go sideways. And connection, what will we do without our connections, our supporters, the people that are ahead of us and the people that we're helping along the way, and our peers that can say, oh, it's not just you that's struggling, it's me too. We need peers to validate our experience, our mentors and role models to help lead the way, and people to help along the way so that we give some meaning to our work. And last but not least, resilience. When ideas and decisions don't go well, we can bounce back with a new, fresh idea.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I remember growing up and my parents being, you know, resilient on the farm and learning, mm-hmm. learning those, you know, types of things that you just have to do. And my dad always saying, you know, Rafis is never give up. There's always a way. And connecting with family and with business colleagues. And I like how you just continue to say building the bridge between your personal and your business. And again, that's what this show is all about. And you certainly embody the art of resiliency. And I'd like you to share what's one of your obstacles that you've had to come and how did you do it?
Well, we're back to the spunky senior idea, because I was kind of resistant to that idea. And years ago, when I was first starting, which might be interesting for your listeners, was I moved from being a helping professional working for an agency. At the ripe age of 53, I stepped into being an entrepreneur. I didn't know it. Some of your listeners may not know that deciding to start a business is meaning being an entrepreneur, being self-employed. Yeah, I know. I mean, how do we miss that? Sometimes we just
talked about it last week in my intro show. Fifteen years ago, I went to the bank and got a bank account and thought I was in business.
Yes, exactly. So, I have no idea what that means. Like, did we go to business school? No, we don't have a BA in business management. So I was 53.
No, well, you opened a bank for marketing.
Yeah, you had a knack for marketing, but there were some things you were naive about.
That was it.
I was so naive, Sam, that I got a phone call from a client saying, "We want your invoice." And I had to phone my husband at his workplace and say, "Honey, what's an invoice?"
Look now, you're teaching everybody. Okay,
uh-huh.
So keep on with the obstacle. Okay, so you didn't know what an invoice was. Yes. You didn't know how to start
your
business.
Right. And there were lots of aspects of business. What I'm supposed to do, a follow-up phone call? What I'm supposed to ask questions? What I'm supposed to? I'm supposed to have a fee and know my worth. How am I supposed to know my worth? For goodness sake. Oh, I would. There was probably 110 obstacles. A business plan? What the heck is that? But you know what? What I did to get over those obstacles was I just made a firm decision. I decided I loved enough of the business I decided to step into that I was going to prove to myself that, yes, I can learn. I can learn what's involved with this business. There's nothing stopping me from learning. True, I decided I can ask for help. Good, and I think women are so amazing at doing that. Look at eWomen. It is ripe, a very ripe environment for asking for help. It's the culture of eWomen which impresses me.
Absolutely.
And the third decision I made was, if it doesn't work, I can find another way. There's always another way.
Yeah. Keep Don't get trying paralyzed until you... by, yeah.
Right.
Don't get paralyzed Keep... by inaction.
Exactly. Keep trying until the way works.
Yeah, there's always somebody or something that can work. Yeah.
Yes, if your way is not working, find another way. If your way is not working, find another way. And it might be somebody else's way, or it might be an inspiration you get in the middle of a nightmare, in the middle of the night.
Nightmare. Sometimes it is a nightmare, but that's what brings you to the inspiration, too.
Oh, yeah. How do we wake ourselves up from a nightmare? I've had my share of business nightmares. For instance, well, my biggest nightmare was saying yes to clients who were not a good fit for me.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was going to die. You know, 200 people watching me on the stage, and it's the wrong audience, and they've got their arms crossed, and their eyeballs are rolling, and I telling myself, how did I get here? I got here by saying yes. I need to say no to the clients who are not a good fit for me.
Isn't that so true? And the closer you get, I talk about that with my clients too, when we really get clear about who we work with and why we do what we do, it makes it easy to say those yeses and nos.
Oh, yes, and you love your clients. What's better than to love your clients and have clients who love you? Oh, that's so juicy.
I love
Nothing better.
Okay, let's keep moving on. Otherwise, you and I, we will end up talking for hours, and we got to keep in mind our listeners here. Tell me about the people who've had the impact on you and either your life, your business, because we talk about both. Who are the people who've helped you?
Number one is family, husband and children saying, go, Mom, go, or your biggest fan. Another personal aspect is having a mentor. I've had personal mentors, business mentors. Personal mentor that sticks out for me is now deceased, but her name is Gwendolyn Jansma, and she's a psychologist and an intuitive at the same time. And I gave her
I like that.
She had lots of insights. The very first time I met her, she said, what's your name? And I said, my name is Pat Morgan. And she said, that's an awfully small name for a magnificent woman. Isn't your name Patricia? Isn't your name Patricia? I said, oh my gosh, you're right. I'm not a little girl in trouble anymore. Patricia, get your behind out here. I'm a grown woman. So I ask your listeners, are you living in the fullness of your name? Are you listening in the fullness of your name? It's so exciting to do so. The second piece that Gwen had a huge, profound influence on me was she taught me, no matter what you do, whether it is my writing or my speaking or even baking a pie, she said, include some love for yourself. My very first book, Lover As She Is, Lessons from a Daughter Stolen by Addictions, I gave her the manuscript. She gave it back to me, and she said, you need to rewrite this book. There is not enough love in it for yourself. Profound, profound, profound. And my business influence, I've had many, but the woman who sticks out the most is after fumbling around quite a few years with playfully educating and psychological concepts, I hired a business
Say
coach,
what?
And I recommend.
I what
know.
Does that mean? No, okay. We won't go down that road. We've talked about it before, but it still makes me laugh.
Right. Oh, yes. Such a weak lead. Who wants to be educated? School language. Educating in psychological concepts. What the heck does that mean to anybody? And
as somebody gives you a blank stare. What?
Yeah, well, eyes go back of the head. There's my elevator speech gone down the toilet. I recommend people hire a business coach, particularly once they've got enough money and they're at those beginning stages.
So what did this coach do for you?
Well, Jane Atkinson is her name, speaker launcher. She's coach
and author
of a book. Yeah, she's the author of a book called The Wealthy Speaker, which gives all the foundations of creating a speaking business. And she had a profound influence on me. She looked at my website with this playfully educating of psychological concepts, and she said, "People actually hire you?" I said, "Once in a while." Once in a while. She said, "Well, once in a while isn't good enough, Patricia." And then she asked me a very defining question that I invite anyone to consider, and that's whether they're employed or running their own business or whatever, and that is, when you are done your job, and for me that was speaking, when you are done speaking, how is your audience different or better in some way? So it would be, how is after you've done whatever the service or the job or the responsibility that you've been hired for, when you're done, how is your client or your customer any better off? How has it benefited them? And I blurted, "Well, they're more resilient." And she said, "Get everything off your website. Get everything off your website that has nothing to do with resilience, and change anything that has to do with resilience. Change the language to be congruent with that word resilience." And that word resilience became an umbrella for me. And people will say, "Oh, she's got an expertise in resilience. Patricia's about resilience." People just know it right away. It's like one concise word. And do I play around with it? I've got woe to wow. I've got you're stronger than you think. What else do I use? Going blank here.
Oh, but I like that. Okay, that's
which one?
I've always loved your from woe to wow, but I like the fact that a person or an event can, an encounter can have a defining moment. And
right.
I want our listeners to ponder on that for a moment while we take a short break, and then we'll come back.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
We are back. So before the break, we were talking about how people and moments impact our lives. So you've definitely had an impact on my life. I've watched you, I've learned from you, Patricia, and part of what you do so well to me is you show up. You show up, you're that raving extrovert, you display your identity, And from your vivid colors to your twinkling hazel eyes, that mischievous grin, I know every time I see you I'm going to feel better. And you light up every room you enter. So I can picture you, but help me share what I see with our listeners by telling us what colors and your style. What's your style for your brand?
I lighten your load and brighten your outlook. That was gifted to me by a fellow speaker who said, this is what you do for people, Patricia, when you walk in the room. You lighten their load and you brighten their outlook. And I think my colors, green is about growth and healing, and red is about excitement and fun. So, and I use a ladybug for a little symbol. It's on my book, From Woe to Wow, How Resilient Women Succeed at Work. And it's, I've got it on my pins, I've got it on my logo.
It's definitely a resilient insect. And
it absolutely is, yep.
And every time I see a ladybug, I think of you.
Yes, I get gifted Oh, absolutely. People give me pen holders, pens, chocolate. I've got a wind chime. A colleague of ours, Joyce, gave me a carry-on in the shape of a ladybug. Exciting. It's really exciting when a brand sticks, an image or a color or whatever. Yeah, and when it sticks, people start reinforcing it.
Right, right. So when you really tell people who you are and you continue to embrace it and define it, then people jump on board too.
Absolutely. And who doesn't want some more red and green in their lives that ignites their sense of fun, their sense of optimism, and the sense of cheerfulness? Who doesn't want that?
Well, of course. Tell me about how many years. How many years has this been your brand?
Between 10 and 12. It takes a while to develop.
Ladybug. When did you start with the ladybug? It hasn't been 10 or 12 years for that.
No. The ladybug evolved actually after Solutions for Resilience was established.
And, exactly.
Well, I ended up, my last book, Promote Well, How Resilient Women Succeed at Work, I ended up with two book covers, and one book cover was kind of artsy, and the other one had a picture of a ladybug crawling up a daisy. And
I remember you asked us which one, and we all said you got to stick with the ladybug. Okay, let's keep
exactly.
moving on.
And I work with women, so lady works well too.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Stay consistent with any decision you make around your brand. Stay consistent as you can, with some rationale.
And I always say to my clients too that it takes time to evolve.
Absolutely.
Always takes time. Yeah.
Oh, and so what's shifting one in, and weaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next question we've got. What's one of your daily habits that keeps you aligned with your brand?
Well, my husband really doesn't like this one. I keep my cell phone by the bedside table. It's sort of like my best friend next to my real best friend. I'm a raving extrovert, as you said. And so each morning before I get out of bed, I text somebody or I'll reply to an email. I actually look at my emails and my texts because I love connection and it wakes me up. And then when I manage to get myself downstairs to get on with my day, I make sure that my number one supporter and fan, my husband, gets a good morning embrace. And connecting helps me wake up. And this may not work for other people. I found this for me, but for other people, they will need to find out what wakes them up. So each day, to ask yourself, what wakes me up? And then make that into some kind of ritual that wakes you up to your life, your business, your day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like it. What a great habit. And one of my daily habits is reading something positive or inspirational before I go to bed or go to sleep. What book do you recommend and why?
Well, I have three here I'm going to recommend. I love Brené Brown's work. If you're into personal development, she's the most recent person who is helping us become authentic in our lives and our business. Daring Bravely, I recommend to any entrepreneur because it will help support you repeatedly taking business risks and getting back on track when some of those risks don't work out. As far as a business book goes, I love Mark LeBlanc's Growing Your Business. That is Growing Your Business. It's a little tiny book under $10. You can Google Mark LeBlanc, Growing Your Business. Yeah,
I love
for
that
practical
book too.
Strategies.
Yeah,
yeah, simple strategies. Right, and if you use his strategies and use them consistently, your business will definitely grow. And if there are women listening to this series with you that are feeling stuck in challenges in their life, I have a book called From Woe to Wow, How Resilient Women Succeed at Work, and I collated challenges that women had in the workplace, some of them self-employed, and I had nearly 400 responses which got collated, and I interviewed 27 resilient women and some strategies they used. And so there's strategies such as how to build your connections, how to make a good decision, how to have clear boundaries, how to communicate well. And to me, it's an amazing resource for women to have when they get in those places of feeling stuck.
I have that book, and I do love your book, Patricia.
Well,
okay, we're getting to the end here. So give us your best parting words of wisdom or advice.
Well, here's a soundbite for you. Every so often, when you're questioning yourself, take a breath, tap into your inner wise woman, and ask yourself, when I am 85 years old, will I regret or celebrate taking this action?
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what's allowed me to be kind of silly, daring, and courageous out there in the world.
Oh, and you know what? I do want to celebrate taking action. And I encourage all of our listeners to just celebrate. Patricia, it's been amazing. Thank you for being here. How can our listeners find out more and connect with you?
Well, go to solutionsforresilience.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and of course LinkedIn. Just Google those platforms and my name, Patricia Morgan, and they'll probably come up. Solutionsforresilience.com is my home on the internet.
Okay, and I'll make sure and have that on the show page too, all of your contact information. Thank you, Patricia. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Listeners, head on over to solutionsforresilience.com. Patricia has videos there. She's got free resources and a shop page. You can pick up her book, From Woe to Wow, How Resilient Women Succeed at Work. I have it, and I do love it. Thanks again, Patricia.
My pleasure.
I'm your host, Sam Rafoss, and until next time, keep sharing the love.
EWN Podcast Network.